One of the biggest challenges for working moms is finding the time to be fully present with our families while also excelling in our careers. How do we strike a balance between work and family without feeling overwhelmed or feel like we aren't sacrificing some other area in our life? So today I want to take some time to explore practical tips and to give encouragement to help all of us thrive as working moms, making sure we're being diligent and showing up and following through on the work that God has called each of us to do. Welcome to the Faith-Led Working Moms Podcast. I'm Lindsay Walker, a wife and mom of three who loves Jesus, manages anxiety, and understands the difficulties of being a working mom. As a working mom myself, I know what it's like to wear multiple hats and sometimes struggle to keep up with the endless to-dos. You want to find a way to balance financial responsibility with your divine calling to raise God-fearing disciples and enjoy life in your present season. You are searching for a simplified way to live that aligns with your faith and values, offers freedom, and allows you to prioritize according to God's word. So, if you're eager to create a thriving reality while also showing up for your loved ones, you are in the right place and are welcomed here with open arms. Grab a cozy blanket and your favorite drink and gift yourself the next few minutes to join me in this time of renewal and growth. Let's take this journey together and live abundantly in all areas of our lives. Welcome to the Faith-Led Working Moms Podcast. Once upon a time, there was this little thing called time management. And while I'm kind of joking, I think half of us are probably like, ugh, another impossible thing with time management. And the other half are like, all right, let's do this. But today, we're specifically looking at how we as Christian working moms can effectively prioritize our faith and our families while juggling busy schedules and all of our responsibilities. It's no secret that we all have a lot going on between work and family, church and personal growth, and on and on and on. With the right intentions, mindset, and some strategies, we can thrive in the areas of our lives that God has called us to steward and actually feel like we're doing a pretty good job. Keeping faith and our families at the forefront in the middle of the busyness of life is an essential need and one of the biggest challenges for the majority, if not all of us. Finding the time so we can be fully present with our families while also working in our careers and doing all the mom things the way we desire and feel called is possible when we're doing the things we know we should be doing. So how do we strike this delicate balance between our work and our family and faith without feeling overwhelmed? By tweaking our mindset a little and creating some boundaries and being intentional, even when we're exhausted, it can be done. We start feeling bad and feel the weight of guilt when we know that we're putting our time into things that don't necessarily align with our values. And so first, setting clear boundaries around the most important things we need to protect is key. For women in this community, we're all pretty much in agreement that when we neglect our spiritual growth, our relationship with the Lord, and nurturing our families, that's when we feel this pressure the most. It's easy to have an all or nothing mentality when it comes to the important things in life and in doing the things we know we should be doing, but we have to shift our mindset a bit and remember that a lot of times doing a little bit compounded over time can make a big impact. So to relate this to what we're talking about today, setting clear boundaries by establishing dedicated family time each day where we work and digital distractions are intentionally put aside so we can focus on our loved ones is so vital. Pour in more to where you can. So this can look like family dinners, game nights, or setting up bedtime routines where we're really connecting with our kids or our spouse. But having these intentional moments within the daily tasks and actions that naturally have to happen makes it easier to follow through on. Having these intentional rhythms help us to stay connected and present with our families. It opens us up to be available in the presented moments that we're given. But intentionality is key when it comes to prioritizing our families. But it doesn't stop there. Nurturing our relationship with the Lord is also so important and one that gets overlooked in the mainstream when talking about time management. Growing in closeness with God is essential. It's our living water, our true nourishment to get us through each day. And without it, we will struggle and we will falsely search for other empty means to fulfill what we ultimately need. How do we carve out time for spiritual growth when we're so busy? It may sound counterintuitive to do this next thing if you haven't been doing it, but you need to take time to be with the Lord. And depending on who you are and the rhythms you have set up in your day, it may seem weird to add more. But as Christians, we have to remember that ultimately, our faith is the foundation in everything we do. Making time for God, it really is a non-negotiable if we are to be functioning in the way that we were created to function. And this is where that all or nothing mentality can really catch up to us and to remember that a little bit of nourishment can give us a lot. We don't need the perfect scenario to meet with God for it to transform us or our days. We just need to do something, even if that's just for a few minutes to start, and allow margin for it to grow. But starting each day, if we can, with prayer and Bible reading, if you can fit that in and you're in a season where that's adaptable for you, even for a few minutes is amazing to root our day in goodness. But also, some creative ways to integrate our faith more into our daily rhythms is by remembering that we have a God that wants to do life with us. Remember that He is by our side if we take the time to acknowledge Him in what we're doing. A lot of times this takes slowing down, which is really hard to do, and intention, which is also counterintuitive to what we feel like doing a lot of times in the moment. But some creative ways to grow and acknowledge the Lord and worship and connect with Him more throughout the days is by saying short prayers to Him or literally talking with Him while having the endless inner dialogue I know so many of us have. Include Him in the dialogue rather than stress out by yourself in your own brain. You can use prayer prompts and set reminders on your phone or use sticky notes in your office or home or car to remind you to pray throughout the day. But pause for a moment when these prompts and reminders come up and offer up quick prayers of thanksgiving or intercession or even praise. Talk to God just like you would your child or your best friend that is right there with you, next to you in the flesh so many times. Another creative way is to practice gratitude, making a habit of gratitude by regularly thanking God for His blessings in your life, taking time throughout the day to reflect on the goodness of God and express gratitude for the gifts, both big and small, that He has given you. Breath prayers are something that I've started doing and helps a lot with my anxious spirals, but using simple breath prayers as a way to center your thoughts on God throughout the day. Choose a short phrase or scripture verse such as, "Lord, have mercy," or, "Jesus, I trust you, I love you," and repeat it silently as you breathe in and out. Scripture memorization is another one, memorizing scripture verses that speak to you and recite them throughout the day. Hide God's word in your heart and let it serve as a source of strength, comfort, and guidance in all situations. Getting out in nature and taking walks, taking moments throughout the day to appreciate God's creation. Whether you're outside for a walk or simply gazing out a window, pause to appreciate the beauty of the natural world and offer praise to Him. Or even practicing evening reflection, ending your day with a time of reflection and thanksgiving. Review the events of the day, acknowledging God's presence and provision in every moment. Offer up prayers of gratitude and surrender as you prepare to rest in God's care, and even asking Him to guide you in the decisions you make for the next day. Doing little things like that, what I've mentioned above as ideas, they're intentional ways we can build margin in our days to do life with God and to open ourselves up to the working of the Holy Spirit in our lives and for that power to work through us in all that we do. By weaving little practices like this in our daily routine, you can create a rhythm of worship that literally permeates every aspect of your life, reminding you of God's presence and inviting His Spirit to work in and through you each day. God can do big things with the smallest of invitations and surrender from us. We just need to open ourselves up to be willing vessels. And by incorporating these practices into daily life, I am able to stay grounded in my faith no matter how hectic and crazy life can get. Finding little moments throughout the day to connect with God can make a big difference in our spiritual lives. Now, getting into more practical tips of the episode, some time management strategies that can help us stay organized and productive is by prioritizing tasks based on our values. Before diving into my to-do list, I ask myself, what's most important to me as a Christian mom? This helps me focus on the tasks that align with my values and goals rather than getting bogged down by busy work. If the enemy can't make us sin, he will distract us with busyness. And another tip is to delegate tasks and do life alongside those most important whenever possible. As moms, we don't have to do it all ourselves. I know at home with me, I get caught up in a cycle of doing way more than I should a lot of times. But ask for help from your spouse or your children. If it's work, delegate things that you can to your coworkers if you have them. But delegating allows us to free up time for the things that matter most. But we have to know what those things are. And doing everything by ourselves, and it is an endless pit of exhaustion, and the majority of us do way more than we should. Being intentional with our time and energy is so important, but also remembering that even if we aren't where we want to be in the season that we find ourselves in, that we are still doing a good job. Balancing work and family and faith is no easy task, but with God's grace and guidance and your drive to be intentional, you are more than capable of thriving in every area of your life that God is calling you to be over. Remember to give yourself grace, prioritize what matters most, and lean on your faith during the good and the challenging times. And I hope that as you navigate this week, you can lean into some of these suggestions and remember that you are purposed to be here for such a time as this. You are never alone in this journey. And if God has called you to something, He equips you to do His work. Invite Him in and be open to the Spirit's leading. Hey there. If you connected with this podcast in any way, I would love for you to leave a written review for the show over on Apple Podcasts. It is such a blessing to be able to see and hear from you about the different ways God is using this podcast in each of our lives. Also, if you're on Facebook, you can join us in the free Facebook community group, Faith-Led Working Moms, where you will be surrounded by like-minded community that shares in the same desire to live intentionally in our faith, family, and career. You will be showered with encouragement, fun challenges, practical tools and resources to help you align your life with God's word and restore your priorities with accountability. It's when we intentionally renew our minds and root ourselves in God's promises that we can actively live in the best that He has for us. And until we meet again, I pray the Lord bless you and keep you. May He smile on you and be gracious to you. May He look your way and give you peace in all you do.